That's some peppy music to get us into our segment. Good morning. Yes, welcome indeed to the roundtable and to our segment with Sean Stone, who is our cultural correspondent, comes in each and every Thursday to tell us what's happening on area stages and screens, and this Thursday is no exception. Good morning, sir. Very nice to have you on the program.
Good morning, Joe.
All right. Where would you like to begin?
I saw a fantastic movie titled Midnight Special, which was written and directed by Jeff Nichols, who made the drama Mud with Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, yeah.
And Take Shelter with Michael Shannon. This one also stars Michael Shannon. It's a science fiction, quasi-religious thriller about a young boy who's like, I don't know, maybe 8, 10, who may be divine. He may be an alien. He may be a mutation. You don't know. And the movie is very canny about doling out the information about him. So it reveals just enough to keep you interested, but enough so that there's a little surprise at the end. You
know, oh, that's great.
But it's Michael Shannon, Joel Edgerton, Kirsten Dunst, Sam Shepard plays the leader of like a sort of religious cult, and he's fantastic.
Yeah.
And of course,
typecasting.
Yeah. Adam Driver.
Oh.
And as I was saying a few minutes ago, we're approaching peak Adam Driver, in which he is in everything you go to see.
He's in a lot.
He's
yes.
great. He's great in the movie, but it was just when he walked in, he plays like an NSA agent. I'm like, well, of course, you know.
Of course he does.
Of course he does.
Yeah. But overall, very good.
Very good. Very tense. Very exciting. Good movie.
Midnight Special is the name of the film. What else is going on? What can we see at perhaps MPAC tonight?
Amurtha Kadambi's Elder Ones plus Long Leash. This is in the big concert hall. It's experimental music with classical instruments. Looks intriguing. That's tonight at MPAC in Troy.
All right.
Tomorrow night at the Palace Theater in Albany, it's an evening of country music with Jennifer Nettles and Brandy Clark is opening. And then Friday through Sunday at Steamer 10 Theater in Albany, it's Theater Voices, this acclaimed group that does staged readings of plays. It's free.
Oh.
They're doing Neil LaBute's The Shape of Things. And Neil LaBute always puts you through it, so it should be a good dramatic evening.
Like wrenching is a word,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's going to hit you someplace every time out. That's his thing.
Which personally, I'm all in. That's the kind
exactly.
of theater I love. Just, yeah, wind me up and let the wrenching begin.
Yeah. And then Saturday night, underground at Proctor's in Schenectady, we have the regular Pretty Much the Best Comedy Show series with Chris Lamberth, and there'll be a couple of local opening acts. Usually sells out. You should call them. And then Saturday night, we got the big show at the Palace in Albany, John Mellencamp.
I saw this when you sent the list last night, and I was, how did I miss? I guess maybe I did, but somehow I missed this, because normally I would want
yeah,
to
I
go
know.
To this show. This is an amazing, I think he's great.
Yeah. And Carlene Carter.
And Carlene Carter.
Yeah.
And it seemed like a great venue
yeah.
for the show.
Yeah.
And John Mellencamp always surprises me because I've seen him many, many times. And you often see him like coming into the theater or coming into the venue, and he looks like he can barely walk, talk, or that he's just what's the word? Chemically enhanced in any way, but just tired, just like completely
like,
shot.
Like someone put the off. He's in the off switch.
That's
mode.
Right. And you think, oh, that's a shame. This show's gonna stink now because he's not. And then he comes out and he just blows you away.
There you go.
It's amazing to me.
Well, it's like that scene in the Edith Piaf,
yeah.
biopic with the. Where she starts singing and she comes to life because she's singing, because otherwise she looks like a corpse sitting there. That's
very,
what it's
very
like.
Similar. Yeah. And perhaps one of the few times yeah. that Edith Piaf and John Mellencamp have been compared to one another, but
there
I like
go.
It. I think it works. So that's Saturday night at the Palace Theater in Albany.
Also Saturday night at the Van Dyke Lounge in Schenectady, it's Stickmen with Tony Levin, Marcus Reuter, and Pat Mastelotto, which is going to be an evening of prog rock jazz. And if you know what that means, you probably already have tickets. You know?
That's good.
It's that kind of show.
Tony Levin is often a guest with Brian Shields on our Vox Pop program, and is just great. Just a great guy, and also really introspective and interesting when describing his work.
Yeah.
So worth the price of admission there.
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff. All right.
Sunday afternoon at the Union College Memorial Chapel, the Union College Concert Series wraps up for this year until the fall with pianist Emmanuel Axe, who's going to be performing an all Beethoven program.
Now, that seems like a huge get, right?
It's a good deal.
Good for them.
And then also Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock in Schenectady at Proctor's on the main stage. It's the Schenectady Symphony Orchestra. The program will include a couple of Sibelius, you know, the Northern Scandinavian stuff, and Ravel. And then Sunday night at Cafe Lena, which I looked at their website. I don't think it's sold out, but it's probably close to sold out. It's Loudon Wainwright III, who's just fantastic.
And a Cafe Lena, which is a really cool place.
Which is
to
like
see
the ideal place to see him.
Yes. And that's Sunday night. Sunday afternoon or Sunday night?
Sunday night.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, as the lovely intro music showed, they're going to show the film Stop Making Sense at the Palace on Monday night. That's probably one of the best concert films. It was one of the first concert films that actually was popular. You know, everyone would put out a concert film. Like the Rolling Stones made a lot of concert films,
yep.
And people would go see them like midnight movies. But Stop Making Sense, when that came out in the mid-80s, the Jonathan Demme film, that was a popular hit that played everywhere.
Which chronicles
the Talking Heads.
The Talking Heads and doing their thing, and David Byrne.
Famously starts out where he walks out on stage with just a beatbox.
Yes.
And then slowly the band members assemble. It's dramatic and exciting and great.
Yeah, about a week and a half ago, I went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony in Brooklyn.
Oh, that sounds like it would have been fun.
Yeah, it was very dysfunctional.
Yeah, did Steve Miller actually punch anyone?
No. Well, apparently not on stage.
Ah.
But I don't know. I can't, you know. There's a lot of stories going around. Let's just put it that way. But the first person who came out on stage to start that evening was David Byrne. And I was just shocked because... I thought he's been on the show a couple of times, done some different artistic pursuits, and has been here. But
he did that bicycling book.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. And but man, still sounds great. Really sounded great, and it was really fun, and it got the entire place going, and it was a great way to start off the show. But this concert film will be on Monday night.
Yes, at the Palace.
At the Palace. Great.
And then Wednesday at the Egg. One of the early 70s guitar gods, Robin Trower. I actually saw him the last time he was here at the Egg, which I think was around 2011, maybe? I don't know. Fantastic show. You know, the kind of guy that you actually like to hear the long guitar solos from.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're fantastic. And the opening act is called Closet Classics, and it's a couple of members of the local band Super 400, and they're always great.
Oh, that's good. Nice. All right, and then we have the new movies that are coming out. Quite a few, actually.
A lot.
Yeah, and none that I don't think I'm really, well, maybe one that I'm aware of.
Elvis and Nixon.
Okay.
Which is about that what happened behind the...
The sequel to Frost Nixon.
Yeah, the famous handshake photo.
Okay.
It's kind of I don't know how much of it is true, probably a lot of it. Michael Shannon is Elvis, and Kevin Spacey is Nixon.
Okay.
The trailer is fun.
By the way, I think Frank Langella should always play Nixon, but that's just me.
Oh, I know.
I'll go with Kevin Spacey, another fine actor. Sure.
Then we have Richard Linklater's. They're calling it sort of a spiritual sequel to Dazed and Confused. It's called Everybody Wants Some, named after the Van Halen song.
I'm sorry, a spiritual?
Spiritual sequel to Dazed and Confused.
Okay, and that what is? Do we know what that means?
It's another movie about teenagers after, that one was about high schoolers.
Yes.
This is about people in college. This is like college freshmen.
Okay.
So it's not the same actors because it's 30 years later.
Right.
But it's sort of...
Or the same characters even.
No, but it's the 70s.
Of the same...
It's that milieu. And,
okay.
And apparently it's very good, which as you would expect. Then we have Miles Ahead, which is Don Cheadle's Miles Davis biopic, which looks like a lot of fun. Just crazy.
It does. What I've seen of that and the trailers, and I have a short documentary on it, really looks amazing.
Yeah. And then we have A Hologram for the King, based on the Dave Eggers book. Tom Hanks goes to Saudi Arabia to sell some sort of virtual reality conferencing thing to the king. Looks like it might be fun. I don't know.
All right.
And then we have this week's irritating movie. If you've seen the trailer, you know what I mean. It's called The Huntsman: Winter's War. Charlize Theron's character was dead at the end of the first movie. She's returned. Kristen Stewart's character, Snow White, apparently has disappeared. She's been banished from the franchise for reasons I don't know. I thought she was good in the first movie. And there's Emily Blunt, and there's Jessica Chastain. And, oh, Chris Hemsworth is back as the huntsman, though he's not in the trailer much. It looks like a gigantic mess. Now, I could be wrong. It could be delightful. But, I mean, once you get, like, two queens, and there's two queens, and there's two huntsmen, and there's a huntswoman, and... give me a headache.
Stir, mix, and enjoy.
Exactly. Exactly.
it sounds great.
I've actually taken to closing my eyes when the trailer comes on now.
Really?
Because I just don't want to see it anymore. I do that sometimes. It's like I just sort of sit there, close my eyes, and
and then
pretend
when you,
I'm somewhere else.
And then when you open them, it's gone.
Exactly.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel people do that with this show sometimes.
Yeah.
Just kind of turn it off, go to another place, and then come back. Well, all good stuff. You can find out the entire list by going to WAMC.org. All events are posted there. Sean's list, which he kindly does for us, WAMC.org/roundtable, and you can see everything you need to see at the website. Meanwhile, you'll be out and about, and we'll talk to you next week and see what's up.
Alrighty then.
Sounds good. Sean Stone, thank you very much. Again, find out more at WAMC.org/roundtable. Coming up next, the Congressional Corner on WAMC.